time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Cincinnati on Thanksgiving night.
Kyle, after you guys made so many stops in the red zone in the first half, how frustrating was it to not be able to get off the field on third down, you know, those first couple of touchdown drives in the third quarter?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's 60 minutes of sustained success in this league. You know, we played a great first half, I think. We were put in some tough positions, and, you know, we held them 3 points, and that's what our offense counts on us to do, and that's what we're out there to do. But second half, you know, it's a 60-minute game, and we know that, and we understand that, and we got to execute better. But all in all, I think guys are out there fighting, and had some guys go down, some guys step up today.
Obviously, losing Nate mid-game is tough, but how dramatic were the schematic changes that you guys had to make? It looked like they were moving you and Marlon around a little bit to compensate for that.
I don't think it was too much schematic changes going on, honestly. You know, we trust everybody to go out there and perform to the best of their abilities and to the standard that we have, and Zio's going to call it how Zio's going to call it, and everybody that steps on that field should be able to do their job. I think it may have just been the flow of the game. You know, they had a lead, so they were going bigger people, and we might have been switching people around because of that. I'm not really sure. Just trying to answer your question. But, yeah, it's, you know, we're confident in everybody that's out there.
Kyle, how good was Burrow throwing the ball tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he made some great throws. You know, that's who he is, and that's why, you know, he's regarded as one of the best in our league. And, you know, he's – got the stats, got the been to the Super Bowl, all this other stuff, and it's not by accident. Made a couple great throws on critical plays, made a great throw against me on third down, and Hudson, I think, made a great catch, and, you know, that's just part of this league. It's NFL, and, you know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, and, you know, next play mentality, but, yeah, he puts the ball where it needs to be, and that's kind of his forte.
Kyle, Lamar just said that he's not missing these throws in practice, so how surprising is it for you to see, you know, what normally are layups for him not get completed?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those days, you know, that you have, and defense had a lot of those days early in the year, and, you know, we aren't pointing the finger at anybody. No, I'm not pointing the finger at Lamar, not pointing the finger at whoever it may be, skill guys, O-line, whatever it may be. We're all one family. You know, we got to roll with the punches and get through the lows and the highs at the same time. So not surprised at all, or not really thinking of it as like a surprise that he's throwing the ball, whatever he may have been throwing it today. Like, you know, he's on point, on time in practice, and, you know, it just doesn't go that way sometimes in the game. But, you know, he's a competitor, and he's one of the best two-time MVP for a reason. So even LeBron has an off night.
Kyle, I mean, sort of to that effect, I mean, you're one of the team's leaders, and Mars, maybe the most important team leader. When he kind of comes and says, you know, week after week, I expect more of myself, and he hasn't been able to reach that standard, have you kind of seen him carry himself through this challenging stretch of his own play?
Yeah, I mean, he's the same Lamar. I think that's a good thing. You know, I mean, obviously on opposite side of the ball, we're getting stuff fixed on our side, just like they're getting stuff fixed on their side. And, you know, there's the narrative, I think, could switch very easily just because he's high-profile player and, like I said, two-time MVP, so people are quick to criticize and jump to conclusions. But, I mean, you have a tough 2-3-game stretch, and you don't really get any leeway there if you're Lamar Jackson. So he doesn't care about any of that. He's just trying to do his best for this team so we can win football games. I know that. I see it on a daily basis, and I know he'll get it right. I'm not worried about that at all. I know everybody on the offensive side and defensive side, we're coming up on week 14 now, but, you know, we've got a lot of stuff to get better at, but I think we've made a lot of progress at the same time.
Kyle, does it feel like a huge amount swings on this next game against Pittsburgh, and that, I mean, you guys could be right back on top of the division, or you could be back up against the wall again?
Yeah, I think objectively a lot rides on this game coming up. You know, we pretty much every game, including this one from here on out, you know, it's they remember what you do in December. So December's coming up. We got a big December. And, yeah, I think we got the guys to do it and got the mentality to do it. It's just a matter of doing it.
I think
you know, since you guys got it, Lobe, you've been one of the best defenses on third down, but two of those final Burrow touchdowns were third and nine completions. Just how surprising was it that you guys kind of dropped the ball in those high leverage spots?
Yeah, I mean, it's football. Like, at the end of the day, it's National Football League, best players in the world. You know, we hold ourselves to a standard, but, you know, they're going to make plays, we're going to make plays. We just got to make more plays than they do. I thought we did a good job, just tough situations, sudden change, bowing up in the red zone. Game could have got out of hand early if we weren't doing that. And, you know, we set ourselves up to be in position in the second half, just didn't finish the right way on defense. And, you know, it's not like we're doing the wrong stuff. It's just one of your one-on-ones. That's part of the game, man. You know, we watch the film whenever we watch it, digest it, correct it, and then flush it. So on to Pittsburgh after that.
Okay.
Thank you.